Virginia Lieutenant Governor race called for Democrat Pazawa Hashmi. By Hannah Knudsen on November 4, 2025. Democrat State Senator Ghazala Hashmi has been declared the winner of the lieutenant governor's race in Virginia, according to the Associated Press, AP, and other networks. The AP, NBC News, and Decision Desk HQ declared Hashmi the winner in the race against radio host and Republican political strategist John Reed. More specifically, the AP called the race for the Democrat at 8:28 p.m. ET. With 62% of the votes in, Hashmi led with 53.2% of the vote, compared to Reed's 46.6%. The results are another negative hit for Republicans, as they are also projected to lose the governorship to Democrat Abigail Spanberger. Upon announcing his launch, Reed explained that woke Democrats have been focusing on issues that are not core to priorities of the state. This type of reckless leadership where everybody is focused on racial issues and critical race theory, and creating animosity that I think is unnecessary, is obscuring the obligation of leaders to focus on the fundamentals, economics, infrastructure and making sure we have safety on the streets, Reed explained. I thought I better get into this. He identified himself as someone who has very strong principles, adding that his goal is to find points of commonality and common ground between Republicans and Democrats to see if we can actually work through some of the problems that have plagued us for decades, and to beat back some of the crazy, I think, radical social justice warrior ideas. Meanwhile, Hashmi, a Muslim, appealed to her status as a diverse candidate, despite the fact that her opponent is openly gay. I think this is what voters want to see, Hashmi said. They want to see themselves reflected in the people that they are electing. And importantly, they want to see that their voices, their experiences and their concerns are being heard. Of her opponent, she said, he has said that he supports a ban on abortion. He wants to take money away from public schools and defund public education almost entirely. He also is against marriage equality. And he has taken extreme positions on all of those that are contrary to what the majority of Virginians want to see. Follow Breitbart News' Election Night Live Wire here.